T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just said, like, 5 minutes ago, I wanted to mention something about politics because of that Roy Moore thing. Mm. Who do you think calls in? An old friend we haven't heard from in a while, State Senator Anthony Williams, checking in right now, one of the big Eagle fans in town. Hi, Senator.
Hey, folks, how you doing?
Long time no hear. How you been?
I'm doing well. This talk show radio just exhausts me, so I toned it down a bit. But anyway.
Yeah, tires me out too, Senator.
So I'm driving to work. I'm in Harrisburg. I'm driving to work on Monday, and I felt like after watching the Eagles capture the NFC title, Angela, when I listened to your show, which I listen to regularly,
yeah,
I thought I was listening to a funeral service and a send-off to the Eagles for the entire season.
Right.
So my head was like blowing off the top of my head, but I couldn't call because I was driving to Harrisburg. So I got settled up here, and I had to call in. And all day, by the way, in Harrisburg, you set it up. The lobbyists come into my office. All my friends come into my office. I'm taking confessionals for everybody who's doubting whether the Eagles are going to live or not. I don't understand why we are. And maybe you changed yesterday.
Well, let me tell you why. All right, because it isn't just the team. We had an emotional attachment to Wentz, Senator. And we just felt so bad that his season was over. We kind of thought odds were. But it doesn't feel that badly a couple of days later.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm better. So I'm glad. So first of all, I have the same attachment to that young man as you do. I think he's going to be the best quarterback not only the Eagles have had, but frankly one of the best that the NFL has seen in a long time. But I will remind you, my friend.
Yes.
You were the same person, along with another politico in Philadelphia, who led a campaign to draft Ricky Williams.
Oh, you're not bringing that up today, Senator.
So you may not be the best prognosticator of what future events may hold for us. I just want to remind you of that.
Okay? Well, I was anticipating the career McNabb would have after he played, when he gets in way more trouble than he did when he did play.
God. Well,
maybe that's the thinking there, Senator.
Well, there's a thought or two that might support that perspective. But I will remind you, the listeners.
Right.
We have not won the NFC East in how long?
Long time. Wow. Okay. How long is it, Rhea?
NFC East.
East itself. It's been a while.
Thank you. We have not had this record of 11-2 in how long, right?
Long time. Well, that would be when Hollis Thomas was going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Thank you. And I would say the most important thing, to be very candid with you, this is the best football team. I'm 60 years old. This is the best football team. And I go back to when the Eagles sucked at Franklin Field, and I sat and watched Joe Kaharick drink water out of a bucket. Okay, so that's how far back I go.
Okay.
My loyalty for this team, but I will also tell you, this is the best. We have the special teams, we have a defense, and we have an offense. And so I can't guarantee that we're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm going to guarantee you today that we're going to the Super Bowl. I'd rather be us than the Vikings. I'd rather be us than Case whatever that guy's name is.
Case Keenum.
I think we actually. I mean, I'm being legit. I really do believe that this team is set up to go the entire way. I don't see anybody who scares me in the NFC. I'm sorry, there's nobody that scares me in the NFC that we cannot handle, that we should not handle. I mean, what we did, and remember, this guy brought us back in the fourth quarter with some tough throws in a tough situation, and we won. So I, with all due respect, I'm excited. I'm still on the bandwagon. Wentz is just not in the front driving the wagon anymore. But I'm still on the wagon going to the Super Bowl.
That is a wonderful message from the state senator. I like the message. It's a message of hope. That's the way we have to feel now that we've gotten over the Wentz thing. Senator, I got to ask you one other thing. You know, dramatic things last night with the Roy Moore thing.
Yeah.
Is it a different world for a political figure now, given all the accusations being made of sexual harassment? Is everybody on edge at every level of government right now?
Well, hopefully it's a different world for all of us.
I mean,
I believe that the issues that have been raised in this race have been raised across the country. And I think a lot of issues that we've dealt with as a nation and frankly have not looked at, especially with regard to women, being our equals. I mean, people keep talking about training and all. The bottom line is you need to go home and look at your mom, your sisters, your friends. They were your equals. Some of them actually beat you up in school. I mean, how this turned into this ugly situation where people of power can use their positions to manipulate what their insecurities are because they don't have the ability to talk to women is absolutely ignorant. And I think, frankly, Alabama, who I was worried about, revealed to us in a very blue state. I don't know that that guy's going to remain, you know, U.S. Senator forever or very long because he's a Democrat in a Republican state. But that said, it is a statement about how we feel about people who do ugly things in the darkness of their powerful positions. And that's a statement about him, the statement about a variety of men, whether they're, you know, a powerful banker or just a manager in position. I think it's a great thing. And frankly, I think those of us like you and others, I don't think there needs to be anybody on edge because we don't deal like that with people, let alone women. We deal with them like they are equals, our friends, our partners. I have a wife who would, you know, hit me in the back of the head if I did anything inappropriate. So, you know, I'm fine. I think most of my friends are fine.
Well, Senator, that's a great message too today. Please do not be a stranger. We love hearing from you, Senator. And I thought you gave us a lot of good words today. A lot of good stuff.
I will do that, especially during our Super Bowl run.
He's guaranteeing a trip to the Super Bowl. Thank you, Senator. All right. Now, Al, that was an extremely intelligent take.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.